What I wanted to do today is a mitzvah. There's a we're mekayim something it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says that shloishim yom kaidem achag, 30 days before chag, you shoil medarshim, you start speaking about Pesach. So that starts from yesterday, from Purim. It's 30 days before Pesach. And I try, usually at night, I try to learn something the night after Purim, but towards the end of Purim, something on Inyane Pesach. So I wanted to, today, for 3 minutes, learn something about Pesach. Now, we're still holding Purim. I spoke to Maishi on the phone. We're still handling Purim. So I want to learn something that connects Purim to Pesach. And this year is a very, very good year to do that because all of us know that there's a machlok. The Gemara talks about should Purim be celebrated in there with two Adars? Should it be in the first Adar or the second Adar? And the Gemara says that the Svarah should be in the first Adar is Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvah. You don't pass by a mitzvah. Mitzvah bol yadai tach mitzvah. You have an opportunity for a mitzvah. So chaparayin the first Adar. But what wins the day, and we celebrate it in Adar Sheni, is to be Soymech Gula L'Gula, to connect Purim and Pesach. There's some inyan, the two Gulais of Purim and Pesach should be connected. Soymech Gula Gula. I want to talk about in a little bit of a chassidish way. When I say chassidish, I just mean the MS. And I mean, like, what's it saying? What is it saying? Like, Soymech Gula Gula, what's this like connecting? It's like, there's an Indian of smichus gula gula. What's that mean? What does that say? There's an avoda and a task. I think it's a very difficult task. It's like a complicated task, but there's something called saimich gula gula. So in the halachic sense, what I call it chassid, I just mean the pnimius, like what's behind the scenes. In the halachic sense, we waited to the second Adar and we celebrated Purim. So then we put it as close to the Pesach. But there's some inyan of connecting the two geulas, saimich geula geula. There's something about. There's a deep connection and correlation. What is this avoda? What is this task? What is it saying? Connecting the two geulas. So I'd like to offer like a thought about this that I've seen. The Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchas Megillah, in Perek Beis Halacha Yudches, the Rambam says, Kol Sifrei Anaviyim v'chol aksuv ma'asivim livatel, all of Nach, not Chas v'shom Torah, Torah is forever, Neviyim and Ksuvim is going to be batel l'mayis HaMashiach. Ooh, the Ravid gets mad at the Rambam. But the Rambam says that all Sifrei HaNeviim and Ksuvim, Nach, all of Nach, Yeshua, to Zechariah, to Yeshaya, to the Treyaser, all the Svarim of the Neviim and the Ksuvim are going to be batal, except for Megillas Esther.
What does that mean, be batal?
I'm going to explain. It sounds like it's not going to exist. We're not going to learn it anymore. Only Torah, no more Neviim and Ksuvim. The Raiva doesn't like this. But the Rambam says, all Sifrei Neviim and Ksuvim are going to be bottled in Mashiach days, except for Megillas Esther, Kayemes Kechamisha Chum Shetar. Megillas Esther is different. It's going to stay around like the five Chumashim of the Torah. Ukehilcha Shal Torah Shabal Peh, like all of Torah Shabal Peh. So Megillas Esther is different than the rest of Nach. She'ena b'teim lo'olam. The same way Chamisha Chum Se Torah are never going to be batal. The same way Torah Shabal Peh is never going to be batal. Megillas Esther is never going to be batal. Before I read the last few lines, the Rambam, the Raiva jumps in. The Raiva, the Rishon, he says, Divrei hedyotis v'zeh. His words of foolishness. He says the Rambam's words of foolishness. Ki lo yevatel sefer mikol ha-svarim. He says, chas v'shalom, no sefer is ever going to be batal. She'ein sefer, she'ein by limud. Every sefer has limudim, has things we learn that are relevant for all eternity. So the Ravid says, kach amru. What the Rambam's misinterpreting is Chazal say, afilu yivatlu shar svarim milikreis bahem, migilulei levatim lekreisais abitzibur. The other svarim we're not going to publicly read anymore. They're limudim, but we're not going to publicly read Megillas Esther, Mashiach times, we're still going to read Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther, even by Mashiach times, we're still going to read. The other Svarim, we're not going to read, the Rambam says, but of course they're going to still be around. They have Limudim. The Rambam says that Asidim Livatel, he said it's not what Chazal were saying, they're not Batel. We're going to study them. To read them publicly, we won't. To other Megillas, we're not going to read Eicha anymore. No more Kriyas Eicha by Mashiach times. That's what the Ravid says it means. Megillas Esther, Mashiach. We're going to still read Megillas Esther. Continues the Rambam. He says, "Va'afal pisha kol zichron atzaris yivatel." The remembrance of all the bad times, it's going to be batal. Ki nishkechu atzaris rishinus. Ki nistru me'enei. They're going to be lost from our eyes. We're going to forget all the tzaris. I'm going to explain. Bli neder. Yimei Purim la yivatlu. But the days of Purim will never be batal. The remembrance of Purim will never be forgotten. Purim's forever. What is this? What's happening here? What's being told about this? That other tzaras we're not going to remember, but Purim is for all eternity. And so we have two things we would like to figure out. What is this about Purim that it's eternal more than the other things that we read about in Eicha, we read in other difficulties, and Yeshuas that we read about, and Tzaris and Yeshuas, but the other Megillas are going to be Batal, and this Megillah is never going to be Batal, including like Rus. Rus is stunning, and Rus we're not going to read Mashiach times. That's Klar and the Ravid and the Rambam. Megillas Rus is going to come, Shavuos, we're not going to... Why is this... What Rus is stunning. It's a great story. Tremendous story of... And somehow that's going to be Batal. But the story of Megillas Esther, it's never going to be Batal. What is that? That's one question. And what is this inyan of being Seimech Gula Gula, of connecting Purim to Pesach? So I want to just say B'derech B'kitzer as follows, that... The essence of the Purim story, and we read at the end the whole Megillah, Chazal themselves said, "Lo'idia shekol kayvecha lo'yivayshu." The essence of the Purim story is to see that Hashem's running everything, that all the apparent difficulties, all the apparent difficult people, it's all the Rebbeinu Shalom working and taking us someplace. So the whole Purim story doesn't have Hashem's name. All of us know it doesn't mention Hashem's name. In a very deep way, there is only Hashem. It doesn't say His name in the Megillah. It all is one story of Hashem. It's all the story. The different saying this name, saying Hashem's name, would be like, this is Hashem's name. The whole Megillah Esther is all Hashem's name. A matter of fact, and to explain that a little bit for a second, we read Hallel for every Nes. Purim, we didn't read Hallel. It came out weird. There's no Hallel yesterday. The Gemara asks, gives a few truths, and then one answer is Kriyas Azui Lula. The reading is Hallel. Explain. The reading's Hallel? Reading is Hallel. Kriyas Azui Lula. Kriyas Megillah, that was our Hallel. We were singing Hallel. What do I do with Hallel? The Yisayid in the Megillah is the seeing the whole story, and it's all Yad Hashem. And it's written in a way that it's very, very clear. Hashem's just working with us and bringing us. Haman, Achashverosh, all the names, and it gives us a picture and a clear picture of Hashem working with us. The story, anybody reading the story, is Yidden go to the party of Achashverosh. It starts with the party. It starts with the Ched of Klal Yisrael. And Hashem wants to bring us close. Say, create Achar Advar Me'ila Gidl HaMerech Es Haman. Hashem's Megadol Haman. Hashem raises up Haman. Hashem is working with Klal Yisrael and bringing Klal Yisrael close. And the story of the Megillah, and the lesson of Purim is Hashem's working with us through all the difficulties, through all the Hester Panim. We see Hashem clearly working with us and bringing us somewhere. Hashem's working with us. What the Rambam's saying is that Tzarais are going to be forgotten. Other things we read, even Megillas Rus, I'm not here to talk about Rus right now, and Rus is a sefer that is so important for us, but is the story of difficult beginnings and heroic endings. Rus is a story of a person of the Skiyaris coming to tremendous madregas. It's the story of Elimelech, a family who sins and goes off, and then slowly Rus brings everything back. And a story of tshuva, and a story of coming to Hashem, a story of Gir and tshuva and returning to Hashem, culminating in Mashiach. That all is a very Zman HaZeh story of distance and then closeness. Distance and closeness. The story of Purim is that Hashem's always there with us through it all, close and connected. On Purim, Hashem sent me a gift. We always sing the Bardich Menigen, and some people put words. I don't like the words to it. You fall down, you get up. I don't like it. I like the Niggin. It's not the words. Not what I'm thinking about when I say I don't like putting those words to it. I don't know if he put those words or not. I don't, frankly, I don't want to say I don't care, because if he put the words, it'd be interesting to me. I happen to like the tune. I happen not to like those words with it. Now, could be, I don't know if he put the words to it or not. I just don't, if anybody knows, I have no idea. Did the Bardichah put those words to the tune? He didn't? I don't like those words with the tune. I'm not like trying to attack. People sing it, excellent. You can put whatever words. I'm not like, I don't own the tune. I don't do those words. It annoys me when people, it's not what I'm thinking when I sing it. Now there's an aspect that I don't like today. You fall down, you get back up. There's an aspect, we were a soul. You didn't like lose it, now you're bad, now you're good. There's a deeper part of, there's a soul that wants Hashem and loves Hashem, and Hashem loves us. Sometimes we get distracted and we're not in touch with things. Then we get back home, we get back in touch and get in there. Now there is something called chet, and there's something called tshuva, for sure, for sure. But in a deeper way, what's happening is the soul, the person like found themselves and is back in touch. Tshuva is to return. Tshuva is to return, is to get back. I lost myself and I lost focus. The souls, when a guy tells me, yesterday my son was the best guy in yeshiva, and today he's mamish, mechalashas. The story, yesterday when he was a soul, today he's a soul. I don't know, yesterday he was in touch with his soul. Today he's certainly not in touch with his soul. The neshama wants Hashem badly, badly. And we're in a bodily form, and we sometimes forget. And Chet is when we don't live with that truth. But in a deeper way, we're big people who want Hashem, who want a kesher to Hashem, who want to bring specialness to all our stations that we're put on in our life. And that's so, you know, we fall down, we get back up. I think a lot of Hasidus taught the essential fire that is a person. I don't know if you fell down, I don't know if you got back up. Now, it doesn't mean we're not capable of steiging. When I say we're a soul, so we can, remarkably, we can bring great tikkunim. That's an amazing, I love this chiddush. The biggest chiddush of our existence is that you can add on to a neshama. A neshama is a piece of Hashem, and that's the chiddush of our life, that Hashem wants in our worldly, mundane existence to bring kedusha, to shine it there.
So what does it mean you can add on to your neshama?
The neshama is a piece of, it's lofty, and it comes here into all our ridiculous challenges. Vice, that's bigger. So to bring into our worldly conditions and our struggles, to tap in and bring some meaning there and some sincerity, that's bigger than the soul just Hashem wanted in this earth. That's the chiddush of our existence. That's precious to Hashem. More than all the angels. So I'm not saying we're not shy. We have tremendous shtag. You know what shtagging is? In our difficult situations, to tap into the neshama, let it shine there, and be authentic, and be sincere, and bring meaning and purpose and beauty to all the stations, each of us uniquely that we have, with our unique family situations, our unique nisyanos, our unique mindsets, and to bring specialness there. That's the opportunity of our life. You know, you fall down, you get back up. I think in the world of Chassidus, so maybe if I would re-say the words, I say you lose touch and you get back in touch. It doesn't really fit well in the words. I wouldn't sing that necessarily either, but I think that would be more in touch with what the Bardichever, what the Kedusha Slavi was like teaching much more than you fall. You only fall down and get back up because you get in touch. You didn't fall, so you lost a little touch, get back in touch. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. Get back in, let's go. Get back in and bring it. So of course that causes people to have chizuk. That's why so many people were chizuk b'tshuva. When they were around the Bardich, when they were around the Noam Elimelech, it was a world that saw a person's essential goodness. And that's what they saw in a person. So that was the fire that they brought. So what I want to say about the Purim story is that in all the difficulties, the Purim story is to see through all the difficult people, all the difficult matzav, and Hashem's working with us. And Hashem's bringing the soul to Him, bringing unique opportunities for Kiddush Shemayim. Miyadam le'is kezayis higat l'malchus. The whole thing was set up so Esther should bring Mekadoshim Shemayim in awesome ways. And all the different setups and journeys were all Hashem just creating Kiddush Shemayim, creating sincerity, allowing the Yid to serve in beautiful, unique circumstances. And then Hashem designs all different scenes and situations, all perfectly orchestrated. All the stories of my life, all the stories of your life are perfectly orchestrated situations for you to bring Kiddush Shemayim into. In unique and beautiful and creative and wonderful ways. Each one of us is such a cool design of our life. Cool situations. We stand up with starkeit and we bring Kiddush Shemayim. By being godly, by really tapping in, having patience and love and care and being godly in the unique situations that are all carefully designed. In the world of Purim doesn't see galus. That's what it means, Manida. I think that's what he means. It's not going to be batal. The Rambam says that the world of tzarais and salvation is going to be batal. We're not going to remember tzarais then. That we're not going to talk about when there's gula. Why would you rehash your tzarais? Mashiach's here. It's good times. That's all going to be batal. I don't think that's how we're going to view it anymore. Shmuel, that's what I think it means. We're not going to view it anymore about tzarais, and it's going to be all Purim. And Purim's not going to be batal. It's the story of Hashem controlling things and moving things to allow for the Esther to shine in her way and Mordechai to shine in her way, in his way, and Klal Yisrael to come close. It's all the story of Hashem bringing us close to Him. Purim's not going to be batal.
So you're not going to forget that. So you're just going to realize that the tzaris.
Yeah, the tzaris is not when we're thinking about the tzaris. That's not what we're going to be at.
You're not going to forget it. You're just going to realize that it's all Hashem.
That's what we're going to care about. We're going to see that Hashem meloichal arts kavayde. That's never batal. That's not that everything and all things are Hashem. That's a thing of us and love. I think, Abby, that's the inyan of being sayimich gula l'gula. Understanding it while we're in the matziv is what ultimately brings to the gula asida, that clear revelation. Those are the two gulas. The gula mimitzrayim is the ultimate clarity Hashem shows Himself outside of this world. The gula, somebody pointed out during Purim, and it's dvarim pshutim, what's unique about Megillas Esther, it's the chutzla or it's nes. The whole thing happened, the chutzlar. Somebody pointed out the end of the Megillah is not excellent, and we built the base. Esther was still in the palace. Achashverosh was still this bad dude, was still running the world. The end of the Megillah is not like this heroic story, and they lived happily ever after. No, Esther didn't go back to Mordechai. It's like so upsetting. So you don't want to tell, I don't want to tell Yisrael Meir. Like, it wasn't great at the end, you know, it wasn't, she went back home. Now, Baruch Hashem, Haman didn't destroy us, but it wasn't like the end of all our tzaras. It's not, we're still in Golos. Akati Abdi Dachashverosh Haman. We're not, it didn't end and we're all of a sudden like free people and we have a gula. It's not what it is. What it is amidst the difficulty, is a little window that the whole thing's Hashem bringing us close to Him. And it's a journey of the soul in each station shining and succeeding and bringing a light in their unique situations. People talk a lot about difficult things. Yes, and I'm ending with this. Yoel has to hit the road. People talk, this is the same thing. People talk a lot about Mashiach's coming. There's a lot of talk. I spoke to Rav Esther today. He said, from Rav Dan Segel. He said, his Rebbe doesn't say this. Rav Dan said, I heard this from Rav Esther's mouth this morning. He said that Rav Dan said on Purim that Mashiach's coming. Rav Dan, he said he doesn't talk this way. And he said, my Rebbe said, you know, so I say that this talk of Gula always, yidden, always, we don't know anything. We keep pushing, keep steiging, that's our job. But I do worry sometimes people say the word Gula, Mashiach's coming. We have things to do. It's not like something to observe and watch, because what we have to do, and certainly hearing the words Mashiach's coming, says there's a task on us. There's a task on us. We don't hear the words Mashiach's coming. The Saimich Gula Lagula, the connecting the two Gulas, are amidst difficult situations. Each of us have our own unique stations. I always feel this on Purim a lot. On Purim, and I could say this year, I feel that when we gather, you see like a lot of specialness. You just see the guys, wow, you look around the room, it's very, very impressive. Look at the room now, it's impressive. You see, we all have our unique story. Each of us has a unique family situation, unique internal struggles and unique situations. They're all perfectly designed by Hashem that each of us should bring our sincerity and our light and shine our beautiful godly traits into those situations of our life. And the story of Purim is in midst, it doesn't go all of a sudden to Gula. In midst the difficulty for the person to see it as opportunity, for see it as the neshama wanting Hashem and Hashem wanting the neshama both ways. And to see the opportunity, that's the Gula that we have in Adar, and that connects to the Gula Asidah. When we accomplish that Gula, then we have the Gula that becomes a clear revelation, and we pull that in even the situation of Tzareis, the situations of Esther Panim. But that's the task of being Saimach Gula Lugula. I say it's very, very difficult, especially because we're in Galus. So you don't say, in Zman HaZeh, you don't say in all your difficult things, thank you so much, Hashem. You say it stinks. And you cry. That's why I say it's a difficult Avodah. Because all the while we feel sad and we're hurting. And it's difficult. It's difficult. My son was crying today. Through him, it like hit me very hard. He met a guy whose brother is one of the 100 prisoners right now, hostages. She'll call prisoner, hostage. He met a guy today. My son said he didn't have a yarmulke on a lot of the day. He said, you'll be proud of me, Tati. And I was proud. He said he threw up his yarmulke. He was so upset. He said, I'm a maimon b'Hashem. I'm so angry at Hashem. He met a brother. He was bawling. He said, the guy's brother is a hostage in Gaza. And the yidden and a difficult tzar, we feel the tzar. So this is gullus. We don't quickly say, oh, Hashem runs the world. Everything's for our good. It's for our better. We feel tzar and we process tzar and difficult things. And Hester Panim, very, very stark. But there's a deep, deep knowledge that Hashem's working with us amidst our tzar. Even that tzar that makes us cry to him, Purim's that little window. And it's like a complicated thing because in gullus there's a sense. And that's why it hits a certain way. And that's maybe how Hashem, not maybe, that's how Hashem works with us. But like that little window of Purim is the realization, is a moment of realization. We live with tzar. We live with it, we live with the recognition, and we work through that and process that. But it's the window, it's the deep hakara that a yid lives with. Hashem's working with us. Rabbi Feld spoke at the Purim Suda here. Rabbi Feld is a friend of mine, he's a tremendous Yerush Shemayim. Very, very special yid. And I asked him, he spoke at the Purim Suda and he described his shul of youth. And there was it was Holocaust survivors. He said his whole shul was Holocaust survivors. And he described some of the yidna. He described the guy who jumped off the train on the way to Auschwitz. Remember, they were the Sheres HaPleta, the small remnant. Most of these survivors, my grandmother didn't just lose her family. Chmana Litzlan, if you know a car accident and somebody loses their family, my grandmother lost her city, which means any friend of hers growing up, they were killed too. She didn't lose her family, she lost her world. Anything she knew, her friends were all killed, her friends' parents. What was wild, and he grew up with survivors, Reifeld, in his shul, and he was talking about the Emunah, the faith. Said they were happy people, remarkably. I know this from my grandmother, who I grew up with. The faith of a yid, and he said the deep emunah, the deep faith that is in the heart of a yid, that Hashem's working with us and has a plan, is bringing us somewhere. So we feel, And that's the story of Galus. We do feel, we do cry, we do say, Keli Kelam Azavtani. We do scream out, but we also have like that little window in Galus. And that's the Gula of Purim. That deep-seated hakara that I know Hashem, I know you're working with us, I know you want our prayers, I know you want our tshuva. So while I cry to you, I know you're working with me. That's the Geula of Purim. It brings to the Geula of Pesach, when the tzaris end, when there's no paris, no hamans, no achashverosh, the Geula brings to that Geula of the enemies are drowned and killed and vanquished. So, and our job is to be Seimech Geula Geula. What I would say is, maybe to spend a little less time talking, we should talk about Mashiach, Achakol Yimchom Sheyavai, but we also have to work to bring it, to be Seimech Gula Gula, would be in our own stories. In our own stories, to feel our stories, but to also sense and see Hashem's working with us. See Hashem's working with us, to bring, to shine that light into our own stories of the, I think all of us in some ways can write our own Megillas Esthers. Of our own details of our life and the different situations and how we see process. We see, I looked around, I saw so many Megillas Esthers yesterday. I see today the same thing on Shushan Purim, a lot of Megillas Esthers. So all of us should be zeicha to that clarity, to that faith, to that encouragement amidst challenges and while feeling our things, but to that chizuk, Hashem's bringing me somewhere. So while I feel, I cry to him, I say, Keli Kilim Azavtani, I turn to Hashem, but I recognize he's working with us. We should see this all, this emunah, and all of Klal Yisrael. We should see a tremendous, tremendous emunah. Mm-hmm. Hashem's working with us. Pray to Hashem, talk to Hashem, get close to Hashem. And the gula taka, this gula of recognizing things from Hashem, this gula that we're witnessing, Klal Yisrael, we're witnessing a slice of tainus, of this type of gula, that we went to Vermont the last time Yael brought us to Vermont. A lady and her nephew came up to me. They did not look Jewish. She said, thank you for dressing like a Jew. She said, I love the courage, I'm a Jew. And she's had an awakening since Simchas Torah. So we're seeing that gula, Hashem's working with us. This year, the gula should connect to that gula to see the gula. The end of Hester Panim and Hashem pulling in and freeing all the in that need, freeing Yeshua's for all Yiddin. David and Joy, safe travels. How far?